One man is in custody after authorities say he shot and killed two Israeli embassy staffers as they left the Capitol Jewish Museum last night. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, the highest-ranking Jewish elected official in the U.S., spoke on the Senate floor today.
Such a blatant and targeted act of anti-Semitism right here in the nation's capital should outrage everybody.
The FBI now focusing on the suspect's online posts, apparently against the Israel-Hamas war. Those murders also raising questions about security amid heightened threats due to the war. In California, at least two people are dead after a plane crashed into a military housing unit in a San Diego neighborhood earlier today. Authorities say no one on the ground was killed, but eight others were injured. A federal judge in Boston blocking the Trump administration's efforts to dismantle the Education Department, saying only an act of Congress can close an agency. On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed for the day. This is ABC News. Hundreds of investors in President Trump's own cryptocurrency coin will attend an exclusive dinner tonight in the nation's capital. It is raising concerns over a possible conflict of interest.
The White House defended President Trump attending tonight's exclusive crypto gala, a dinner at his golf club in Virginia with the top 220 holders of the Trump meme coin. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked whether the White House counsel's office reviewed the dinner and offered advice on his participation.
The president is abiding by all conflict of interest laws that are applicable to the president. And I think everybody, the American public, believe it's absurd for anyone to insinuate that this president is profiting off of the presidency.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Parts of the South and Midwest residents are cleaning up from volatile storms this week, and the East Coast is now the target of that storm system. Those wind gusts could reach anywhere up to 55 miles per hour in the Northeast. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
When things get old, they tend to get a bit crotchety.
Get off my lawn!
With Wick Buildings, you'll never worry about a bad-tempered building. We use machine stress-rated lumber and 29-gauge galvanized steel, making your building longer-lasting. Wick, leaving getting old to those who do it best.
In my day, our pants covered our behinds.
Bring value to your vision with Wick Buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local Wick dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your Wick building.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Mostly clear and crisp tonight with patchy drizzle possible, low 39. Winds will be northwest 5 to 15. Partly sunny tomorrow, still cooler than normal, high 64. Winds northeast 5 to 15. And then chilly with a few clouds tomorrow night and a low of 39. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy. The winds are out of the east at 6 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 60 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Grant County Sheriff's Department reported a fatal UTV crash occurred Wednesday evening. The crash happened at approximately 5:20 on private property just off of Oak Road north of Dickeyville in the town of Paris. When officers arrived on scene, they learned Mario Cardenas, 27, of St. Landry, Louisiana, was driving the UTV down a hill when he lost control on the muddy hillside. The UTV rolled onto its side, pinning Cardenas underneath of it. Cardenas was the lone occupant on the UTV and was not wearing his seatbelt. Cardenas was located approximately 2 hours after he left on the UTV and was unresponsive and showed no signs of life. A package of bills has been introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature aimed at protecting pollinators across the state. Among the introduced legislation is a proposal to designate June as Pollinator Awareness Month in the state. One would require state agencies and government entities to give preference to native plants. Another would add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides. And one would establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The rusty-patched bumblebee would also be named as the state native insect. State lawmakers are proposing new legislation that would levy significant fines for the owners of abandoned boats on Wisconsin shorelines. The proposal comes days after a cabin cruiser named Deep Thought was pulled from the Milwaukee shoreline and a yacht named Sweet Destiny was towed from the St. Croix River. The proposed legislation would give owners 30 days to collect their boat after law enforcement authorities deem it abandoned. If the boat isn't removed, the owners could face a $10,000 fine and up to 9 months in jail. At the Capitol, legislation requiring child sexual abuse prevention programming in Wisconsin K-12 schools advances. The bill was approved Wednesday by the Assembly Committee on Children and Families, where Appleton Democrat Lee Snodgrass noted it would not apply to private schools. She said it should include all children in the state of Wisconsin. Oconomowoc Republican Barb Dietrich didn't disagree while citing the recent case of a school bus driver accused of sexually assaulting a six-year-old girl on his bus. Dietrich said it's critical to teach kids safety at an appropriate age and called the bill the start of something very positive. The bill requires school boards to provide at least one instructional session to pupils in 4K through grade 12, specifies what the program must cover, and requires that parents be notified and given the option to exempt their students. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson claims the Biden administration downplayed COVID vaccine links to inflammation of the heart muscle. Johnson, chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, held a hearing Wednesday afternoon to go along with his 2,400-page report. In the hearing, he claimed numerous documents requested by citizens and reporters through the Freedom of Information Act held heavy redactions, which were applied by the Biden administration. He claimed that the administration failed to immediately warn the public about myocarditis and other serious adverse events linked to the COVID-19 injections. Ranking Member Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat representing Connecticut, disagreed with the idea that the vaccines were dangerous, noting that they have been credited with saving millions of lives. Blue Cross Blue Shield and UW Health have a new contract. The multi-year contract ensures that members of Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in Wisconsin will continue to have uninterrupted access to care at UW Health locations. Anthem Wisconsin President Paul Nobile says Anthem members should always have access to high-quality and affordable care, which is why both sides stayed committed to working out an agreement. The contract applies to all Anthem members covered by employer-based Medicare Advantage, Medicaid, and Affordable Care Act Marketplace health plans in Wisconsin. A proposal at the state capitol looks to expand early voting hours across Wisconsin. The Republican-sponsored bill would address inequalities between voting in urban and rural areas, providing a 20-hour minimum for in-person absentee voting without needing to make an appointment. The measure would also establish a funding mechanism to help municipalities meet minimum hour requirements. Proponents say adding more opportunity for early voting will help minimize congestion and possible errors on Election Day. A familiar face hopes to take on Republican Brian Stile in next year's race for Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. Democrat Randy Bryce, nicknamed Iron Stosh, launched his 2026 campaign Tuesday morning. He's a veteran and former iron worker who ran against Stile in 2018 after former Speaker of the House Paul Ryan retired as the representative for Wisconsin's 1st District. In his campaign launch video, Bryce strikes a populist tone, saying the race isn't about left versus right, but rather the billionaires versus the rest of us. Stile won that 2018 race by 12 percentage points. The Department of Workforce Development has awarded $978,637 in Wisconsin Fast Forward grants to 18 school districts across the state that will serve an estimated 4,281 students. The Advanced Manufacturing Technical Education Equipment grants will help schools prepare students for quality careers and address the state's skilled labor shortage. Schools will use the funding to upgrade career and technical education training equipment and facilities. Projects include modernizing welding labs, acquiring dental and biomedical lab equipment, and launching an industrial robotics program. These grants also help families by reducing higher education costs through dual enrollment credits, industry-endorsed certificates, and technical endorsements on high school diplomas. Among the schools receiving grants, the Ithaca School District. The district received $5,154 to purchase a SawStop cabinet table saw, SawStop mobile base, Spectrum 625 plasma cutter, and Miller-Matic 211 welder, which will provide students with hands-on fabrication experience. And the Prairie du Chien Area School District received $100,000 to purchase B9 Creations educational dental lab equipment, which will increase students' exposure to engineering careers in dental, biomedical, automation, and advanced manufacturing. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics estimates of employment and unemployment statistics for metropolitan areas, major cities, and counties in Wisconsin for April 2025. The non-seasonally adjusted data shows that unemployment rates decreased in all 13 metropolitan areas over the month, but increased in all 13 metro areas over the past year. Unemployment in Wisconsin for April 2025 is 3.3% compared to the national rate of 4.2%. After the Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to hear the latest appeal request for Stephen Avery, his attorney says her next step is to file a habeas corpus petition. 62-year-old Avery and his nephew, Brendan Dassey, were convicted of the 2005 murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County. Avery says he is innocent. Prisoners often use habeas corpus petitions to challenge the legality of their convictions or sentences, particularly after other appeals have been exhausted. In an image posted on her X account, attorney Kathleen Zellner said she is more dedicated to winning his freedom than ever before. Last summer's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee gave an economic boost to the city and surrounding region. A report conducted by Tourism Economics and commissioned by the Milwaukee 2024 Host Committee shows the convention drew around 50,000 visitors to southeast Wisconsin. According to the report released Tuesday, the economic impact of the convention was $321 million, over $120 million more than organizers originally estimated. The gathering also generated $16.8 million in state and local taxes. Concerns about empty bars and restaurants in downtown Milwaukee during convention week raised fears that the event would be an economic bust. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to plan ahead this Memorial Day weekend to avoid long lines and enjoy time outside on Wisconsin's public lands. Wisconsin is home to 50 state parks, 15 state forests, 44 state trails, 15,000 lakes, and hundreds of miles of Lake Michigan and Mississippi River shoreline. The state's public lands offer something for everyone to find their adventure. With over 20 million visitors annually, Wisconsin State Park System properties can be a popular destination on holidays and weekends. During the summer season, you may experience long lines to enter the park, limited parking availability, and crowded trails and picnic areas. As one of the first busy periods of the season, please be patient with staff and fellow visitors over the Memorial Day weekend. Stay on the trail and be mindful of trail conditions. If taking a break, move to the side of the trail so others can pass by. Trails are shared by users of all experience levels, so make yourself known and be courteous when passing others. A Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass is required for all motor vehicles stopping in most state parks, forest, and recreation areas. Purchase your vehicle admission pass online before arriving to help save time when entering Wisconsin State Park System properties. Once a vehicle admission pass is purchased online, visitors can use the email confirmation as proof of purchase immediately and will receive a physical pass by mail. Visitors may print the vehicle admission email receipt and place it on the driver's side dashboard so that it can be read through the windshield. Customers who do not have a printer can write the order and pass details on a piece of paper. The DNR introduced the 12-month State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass this year. A 12-month admission pass purchased this month will be valid through May 31, 2026. Most Wisconsin state parks, recreation areas, trails, and forests are open from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Wisconsin state parks, forests, and other day-use areas do not have garbage or recycling bins. When you visit, you will need to take your garbage and recyclables home with you. Campers must make a reservation before setting up on any site. Campsite check-in is 3 and check-out is 1. Find a Wisconsin state park, forest, trail, or recreation area to explore with the DNR's Find a Park tool.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sharon L. Gard, age 77, died Saturday unexpectedly in her sleep. Memorial services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Sharon L. Gard, age 77. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2:30. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family of Danny Joe Baldwin, 73, of Hillsboro.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
For many, the upcoming Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial beginning of summer, which often means lots of time spent in the sun and water. That being the case, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society wants you to be aware that both sunscreen and undiluted pool chemicals can be poisonous to pets. When diluted in water, common pool chemicals are generally safe. However, if ingested, undiluted chemicals pose a serious health risk to pets, and so do large amounts of sunscreen. So be careful with both of these potential summertime pet poisons and enjoy a safe and fun summer with your pets. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, it sure was nice to see some spots of sunshine today, right? Started the day off pretty nice. A few clouds filtering in there from time to time, and of course, still breezy and cooler than we should be. Highs today only scraped the low 60s. Also battling a north breeze, still gusting around 10 to 20 miles per hour, it stays a touch feisty tonight. Gusts around 15. It'll be a clear night, crisp too, with temperatures falling to the upper 30s. Now, we could see spots of patchy drizzle. It is possible, but more unlikely. Otherwise, tomorrow it'll be partly sunny, staying cooler than normal. Highs reach the mid-60s. So just a few degrees warmer. That's it. Another night, crisp and cool, falling to the upper 30s with a few clouds out there tomorrow night. Saturday stays sunny, beautiful, more mild. Highs in the mid to maybe the upper 60s. Winds will be much calmer, too. They stay that way for Sunday as well. It'll be another pleasant day with partly sunny skies, no chances of rain, and highs in the upper 60s. Really is turning out to be a fantastic weekend with a big high-pressure system steering all of the rainfall away from us, which becomes important Sunday and Monday. There is chances for some scattered showers, but the high pressure should hold still. If it lifts up to the north, we'll see some of that rain move in. So chances of some scattered showers are possible Sunday afternoon and Monday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon too, and possibly Wednesday afternoon. But I really think the rain is going to be holding off until Tuesday and Wednesday. Maybe some spotty sprinkles on Memorial Day. And again, these are going to be isolated and scattered. A shower, brief, maybe a small thunderstorm, that's about it. We're not looking at severe, we're not looking at heavy rainfall either. And honestly, the timing of it all has really squished us in between the rain chances, allowing us for a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 59 degrees after a high today of 61 and a morning low of 42. Yesterday's high was 48 and we received 59 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1975 is 93 degrees with a record low of 27 that was set back in 1957. Last year's high was 72 with a low of 53. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:26 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:30. Winds are out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.18 and we have received 1/100 of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lates Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a look at a spring sports contest coming up tonight.
Richland Center will take on Platteville tonight in area baseball. We'll have the call for you on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I asked head coach Ryan Lemke about his team's season.
Our offense has kind of cooled off a little bit, but we've had a couple of good days of hitting the last two nights. So looking to get back, going offensively. Our pitching has continued to be dominant, really good throughout the season. So we look for that to continue and couple that with hitting, and we can, if we roll at the same time both those things, we can play with anybody in the state.
Hear that game tonight on WRCO, beginning with a pregame time sponsored by Vitesnik Power Sports at 6:45, and then the game live from North Park. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
The Baltimore Orioles were finally able to end an 8-game losing streak yesterday afternoon by beating the Brewers 8-4 in 11 innings. Milwaukee had tied the game in the bottom of the ninth on Caleb Durbin's 2-out single, then matched single runs with the visitors in the 10th. Catcher Adley Rutschman's 3-run homer was a big blow in the 11th when the Orioles scored 4 times. The Brewers took the series 2-1 and traveled to Pittsburgh tonight as they will be playing the Pirates in a 4-game series. First pitch for tonight's contest will be at 5:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame is currently underway. Former Major League player Darren Ruff is suing the Cincinnati Reds for damages after he suffered a career-ending injury crashing into an uncovered tarp roller while chasing a foul pop at Great American Ballpark 2 years ago. The lawsuit filed today in the Hamilton County Court of Common Pleas charges the Reds with negligence in failing to maintain safe field conditions and specifically cites the presence of the unpadded metal tarp roller. Ruff was playing first base for the Milwaukee Brewers when he was injured in June of 2023. An effort to ban the so-called Tush Push fell 2 votes short yesterday. Reports from the league office in New York City indicates that the NFL had asked the Packers to propose the ban. A league source tells TheAthletic.com Green Bay's front office personnel don't care about the play, positively or negatively. One of the main reasons given for taking the rule back to 2005 was the threat of injuries. That wasn't enough to convince the owners' rules committee. The Packers and Bucks are part of a group asking the legislature to increase funding for the University of Wisconsin system. The Journal Sentinel reports that a letter to lawmakers was signed by 800 businesses and organizations. 43 states fund their 4-year university systems at a higher rate. Some Republican lawmakers say the request for an $855 million increase is too high. The University of Wisconsin reports the 2026 football opener has been pushed back one day. The Badgers will take on Notre Dame at Lambeau Field on Sunday, September 6th. The non-conference contest had been originally scheduled for the day before. A previous game against the Fighting Irish had appeared on the UW schedule for October 3rd, 2020, but it was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The two teams met at Soldier Field in Chicago in 2021. And the college football playoff will go to a more straightforward way of filling the bracket next season. The CFP will place teams strictly on where they are ranked instead of moving pieces around to reward conference champions. The new format was widely expected after last season's jumbled bracket gave byes to Big 12 champion Arizona State and Mountain West champion Boise State, even though those teams were ranked 9th and 12th by the Playoff Selection Committee. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA saving strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure, with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors, and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg is helping local operations stay on track with flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubricants. From the field to the farmyard, Meyer Oil and LP delivers reliable service backed by decades of trusted experience. They're ready to help farmers fuel up for a productive and successful season. For more information, call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914. Meyer Oil and LP, fueling Wisconsin farms season after season.
The House on the Rock attraction is celebrating 65 years of creating unforgettable experiences. Known for its fun environment and unique atmosphere, it offers a wide variety of seasonal positions, with many jobs extending well into the fall. Plus, they're now hiring for an operations manager role. There's something for everyone. For more details, call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Soybeans and cattle were higher Thursday. Corn and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying, watching U.S. planting activity and the harvest activity in Argentina. Beans did start Thursday's session lower but recovered following the lead of bean meal. July soybeans are up 4 3/4 at 1067.5. August was up 3.5 at 1062.5. July soybean meal was $4.40 higher at 298.50. July soybean oil was 72 points lower at 49.11. Corn was mixed, mostly weak. It consolidated, watching planting weather and expecting activity to wrap up in some areas before the end of the month. Old crop exports were down in the week, but still solid, and new crop sales were lower. July corn is 2 higher at 463, and September was 1 3/4 lower at 441. and wheat was mostly lower. New crop export sales are above a week ago, and there are some global crop weather concerns. But Chicago and Minneapolis were down on the higher dollar, while Kansas City was mostly firm on the potential for drier weather in the southern plains. July Chicago was 4.75 lower at 544.5. July Kansas City was down a half at 540. July Minneapolis wheat was 4 cents lower at $6.25. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher on cash and wholesale support ahead of Friday's USDA cattle on feed report. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in just a moment. June live is up 147 at 215.62, and August was 185 higher at 210.50. August feeders are up 335 at 299.77. September was 357 higher at 298.62. And hogs were mixed. China did buy U.S. pork last week, and now the trade's waiting to see if they buy it this week and next week and the week after that. June was down 82 at 98.70. July was 47 lower at 102.05. Megan Grebner has that look at cash livestock after this.
For years, subscribers have relied upon Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter as a daily source of ag news and information. Now there's an audio program as well. The daily wrap-up highlights the day's news and market movers and includes updates on crop and livestock prices, market trends, weather conditions affecting agriculture, and major news events or policy changes that impact the industry. It gives farmers and ranchers, traders, and industry stakeholders the information they need to make informed decisions and stay current with the evolving agricultural landscape. The long-form program airs on the Agra America streaming channel and is offered as a podcast in the Agra America podcast repository at agraamerica.com. Brownfield's Agriculture Today e-newsletter is a free daily email publication delivered to subscribers' email inboxes Monday through Friday. Sign up for free at brownfieldagnews.com.
Cash cattle trade was relatively quiet Thursday. For the week, dress deals ranged from $358 to $370, mostly $360, $2 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. The handful of live deals in Kansas earlier this week were at $224 to $227 live, but it wasn't enough business to establish an accurate price trend. Box beef closed higher. Choice is up $1.38 at $360.97. Select closed 67 cents higher at $348.95. Estimated cattle slaughter was 116,000 head. Cash hogs closed mixed with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down a penny with a weighted average of $95.29. The Iowa Minnesota closed 42 higher with a weighted average of $96.45. The Western Corn Belt was up 89 cents with a weighted average of $96.45. Pork values were firm, up 23 cents at $100.27. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Farm income is expected to increase in 2025. Hello, I'm Kellen Havikin with the latest ag headlines on Brownfield. But ag economist David Widmar says that's not the reality for all producers.
Where we have crop production, they're at some of the lowest levels that we've seen. When you look at cow-calf producers, it's about the best time or one of the best years of the last 15-plus years of history.
More news is coming up next.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans.
we will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
CEO of Clean Fuels Alliance America, Donnell Rehagen, says the U.S. EPA needs to significantly increase renewable volume obligations.
Asking the EPA to get it right this time, to understand where our industry truly is in capacity, as well as fuel demand, and where our feedstock availability is.
Sales representative with Helena Agri Enterprises says some fertilizer supplies remain tight across parts of the Corn Belt. Spencer Breckenridge tells Brownfield UAN availability is a major concern.
We had a pretty early spring, and I think most people did, so I think part of it was everybody was using it all at once. You know, there wasn't the South moving north slowly. It was kind of everybody going.
In U.S., commercial red meat production saw year-to-year dip during April. The USDA says 4.6 billion pounds of red meat were produced in April 2025. That's down 1% from last year. I'm Kellen Havikin for Brownfield.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Grain marketing might be a challenge this year, but a market analyst says there are ways farmers can manage through it. Hello, I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says his most successful clients have a grain marketing plan and stick to it. Find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the Whitetail Woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
Dwayne Bussey says a good marketing plan starts with knowing your cost of production.
The cost of production per acre is quite different between operations. And you'd be kind of shocked to find out a lot of, I'll say, seasoned operations don't know their cost of production. They're kind of okay with, well, just get me the best price possible. And that you're already starting your marketing plan off on the wrong foot there. I recently, this past winter, talked to a few different colleges, and I love talking to the college kids because they get wide-eyed, like, how can they not know their cost of production? I'm like, I know. because it's really hard to make a marketing plan if you don't know if you're selling for a profit or not. If you know you sold for what you believe is going to be $100 profit per acre, you can really not worry about the next 20 cents the market rallies because you know you're going to make money.
And he says there's no one size fits all.
I think people want to try to find that. I think they go out and listen to brokers like myself and want to know what percent sold we think everyone should be. And I got to tell you, my marketing plans are so very different for different farmers because they just have total different situations. One guy has enough storage that he can hold all of his new crop in the bin and wait till the next summer. The next guy is a young producer that doesn't have any storage and everything has to go to town. Two very different marketing plans. Now, I have my own ideas on the market on where it can go, but that young farmer, I'd be much more aggressive selling new crop than the guy who has all the storage he can handle.
Bussey says farmers aren't selling a lot of grain right now, not because they can't make a profit, but because of the profit potential ahead.
We think the old crop stocks are tight enough that if we get a weather scare, we should rally. I also really like the way the funds are positioned right now. Short corn and long just a little bit of beans, they have a lot of buying power if we get into a weather scare. And, you know, whether you believe them or not, a lot of the advanced weathermen have talked about a drought scare later this summer. So that's making us hold off. In the short term here, May and June, I think we have some upside potential. Our old crop is tight enough. I think the basis will improve. I think new crop prices can rally too. Yeah, I am one of those come the June 30th report. I think acreage could be a little bit higher for corn. We could have a bearish report come June 30th with a little bit more acres, but then it comes down to yield. I would like some sold before June 30th, but just not today, not at this price. 475 on up, I think we should get some sales on.
I'm Kara Hart with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
The walk across the stage marks more than an ending. It marks a beginning. Well done, Riverdale Class of 2025. This announcement is sponsored by Walsh's Ace, Cardinal Glass CG, WCCU Credit Union, and House on the Rock Resort and Attraction.
Well, I wish time had a throttle. I wish years had changed your mind. I've eaten labels off the bottle till that clear green glass could finally get its chance to shine. But I ain't gonna make excuses. I've since lost all track of my demons and their muses. So if you're still keeping score, then you can keep your heart attack. Oh, make me a list. Then what you gotta do? You heard stories about my past and they're probably true. Hey, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. Sling mud in my face and tell you what you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. Well, I don't mind keeping pictures. I don't wear those shoes no more. And the sweet old winds of change took a while to call my name. But now and then those sleeping dogs come howling at my door. Oh, make me a list. Hear what you gotta do. You heard stories about my past and they're probably true. Oh, make me a list. Hey, that'll be fine. If you wanna sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is gonna be shorter than mine. Thank you.
demons and their muses. So if you're still keeping score, then you can keep your heart attack. Hell, make me a list. Do what you gotta do. Y'all heard stories about my past, and they're probably true. Oh, make me a list. Oh, that'll be fine. Sling mud in my face, tell you what, you can get to the back of the line. I don't live in the past, it ain't gonna last, and the years ain't always been kind. But that list of things you don't like about me is bound to be shorter than mine. Hey, that list of things you don't like about me has gotta be shorter than mine.
That was Tanya Tucker and the list on Country and Community, WRCO. Good evening, I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be here till about 6:45 playing some great music. And that's because at 6:45 we'll have high school baseball. Yes, it's starting a little later than usual. It's kind of an evening game tonight, and it features Platteville at Richland Center. And that's going to be played at North Park. So if you're planning on attending the game, that was moved to the North Park area. And first pitch will be at 7, and the pregame will be starting at around 6:45 with Phil Nee making the call on that game. But anyways, I hope you're having a great Thursday. A little bit of rain we had earlier today. We had 1/100th of an inch according to the Pratt Funeral and Cremation rain gauge. And right now it's just basically mostly cloudy, and we're back up to 61 degrees. That was our high for today. We were down to 59 for a little bit, but now it's warmed up to about 61, and those winds are out of the east northeast at around 7 miles per hour. So a little bit breezy out there. We could have maybe winds up to 15 miles per hour through the evening hours. And our time is 5:50 right now, and just wanted to let you know that the Lone Rock Farmers Market is going on today, and it'll be held every Thursday until October from 3:30 to 6:30. So it is going on till 6:30 this evening at Center Park across from the community building. Also, the 4th through 6th grade RCIS spring concert is being held this evening at 6:30 at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Doors to the auditorium open at 6:15. Admission to that event is free. And Richland County Right to Life LLC is hosting its monthly meeting at the Park Street Christian Church, and that's going on tonight at 6:30 with a special guest speaker from Passages.
There were many school referendums this spring, and in over half of these, Wisconsinites voted to increase their property taxes in order to fund their public school. Other communities decided that they should not have to do that, and they're not wrong to think that. We have paid taxes that should be used to support our public schools, but those funds are not getting to our schools, and we should be asking why. 2/3 of school funding used to be from the state, but that is no longer true because our legislature has chosen large tax cuts for the rich instead of investing in our public schools. We need to tell our representatives that the future of our children should not be sacrificed to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we value our children and we expect them to uphold these values. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Need it, but don't need to own it? Rent it at McFarland's in Sauk City. Everything to help make your party or project a success. Tables, tents, tablecloths, treat machines, and more. Rug cleaners, floor sanders, tile cutters, and chainsaws. McFarland's is your one-stop project center for DIY home renovators. It's all here under one roof. McFarland's, your complete and replete, I repeat, rental center. One block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's great news for roofing contractors. America's number one selling shingle is now even better. GAF Timberline HDZ shingles now feature patented layer lock technology that mechanically fastens the common bond. What does that mean for you? A larger nailing area. In fact, the GAF's Right Zone nailing area is up to 600% larger than traditional shingles for faster, more accurate installations. But the best news is this. You can find GAF Timberline HDZ shingles at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. The Memorial Day sale is happening now at Furniture, Decor, and More. Save up to 30% on brands like Flexsteel, Coaster, Ashley, Englander, and many more. Now through June 1st. Don't miss it. Memorial Day sale at Furniture, Decor, and More. Boscobel and Westby. On this Memorial Day, we salute those who served and never came home. The courage that lives on in the heart of our nation. A message of remembrance from American Legion Post 433 and Utter Brothers Creamery, where freedom is always honored.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Shoesies, drank with Schlapp from a koozie, never took me to the movies. I've dated some doozies, I've loved me some losers, made out with some moochers, chain smoking boozers, some real douche canoers. I've loved me some losers.
Sarah Darling with 615 Collective and Doozies. And we have this in from the WRCO Lost and Found Department. Lost, a mixed breed tabby cat with a gray and brown That's gray and brown, I should say, with black stripes and a white undercoat. The cat was lost in the Pleasant Valley Drive area. If you find the cat, give a call to 608-383-0506. Up next, Marty Stewart and Burn Me Down.
Touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Wild desire and give a kiss like the devil's fire. Your kind of love could burn a town. Oh, touch me, turn me on, and burn me down. Your touch brings me to my knees. You got me. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me down. Your wild love, I can't tame. Your kisses burn like flames. I go crazy when you're around. So touch me, turn me on and burn me down. Turn me on and burn me.